welcome to my tutorial. This was a tutorial request, and it was requested by Iconic Pixel. You can check out his channel by hitting the link in my description, and it'll take you there, so you can check that out if you want. But anyways, that thing that you saw at the intro there, that is what we will be learning today. It's just a simple intro creation. Very, very simple. Obviously, with this kind of thing, you can go very flexible and very complex. You can do all sorts of things with what we'll be doing today. And so it's important to keep your mind open. But this is a very, very simple intro creation. Maybe later I'll make an advanced tutorial, but this is a very, very basic one. So I'm hoping not to get too many troubles. One thing, though, you should have some prior knowledge to keyframing before doing this, because keyframing is the main fundamental of making intros. So it's important that you know your keyframes left and right, up and down, you know. So I know I don't have a keyframe tutorial up, but I'll put one up soon. And until then, maybe you should check out a keyframing tutorial. But anyways, let's just try this out. So what that intro basically was, it was basically media generators that were keyframed to look cool. So first of all, let's go to our media generators tab. I'm going to go to checkerboard, and I had large tiles. That was the checkerboard thing in the back. Now, I changed the color of the checkerboards to lime green in the video, but for this method, I'm just going to have it at red just for some variety. Okay, so there's our red checkerboards. Now what I'm going to do is go to my video effects tab. I'm going to go to bump map and drag an upper right glow. And this is what made it look so 3D. As you can see, it gives it just a little 3D look, but it will look a lot better once we pan it up, and it will have a lot more depth to it, and it will look a lot better. So we can just exit out of this now. Now on our checkerboards track, all we gotta do is go to our pan and crop window. That's this little white icon over here, or you can right click the clip and go to video event pan slash crop. And then here's our pan and crop window. Now what I'm gonna do is have it zoomed in. Right here, it's zoomed in, as you can see. And I'm going to have it rotated a bit. Let me just bump this quality up. Okay, here it is. It's rotated. Now I'm going to put a keyframe at the end of the timeline. And then I'm going to have it zoom out and straighten itself out as well. See, this is where the keyframing comes in, so it's important that you know your keyframes. So let's play this back for you guys. And with that one keyframe, we just got the checkerboards zooming out and straightening itself out and stuff. So as you can see, it looks pretty good, but right now let's keyframe our little glow thing to make it look a lot better. So I'm gonna go to my event effects icon over here, or you can right click the clip, go to video event effects. Now here is our bump map. Now let's change this. So I'm gonna put a keyframe at the end of the timeline, and I'm just gonna move this little icon thingy. If you move it around, it moves where the light is positioned. I'm going to move this to the bottom left corner, and I'm going to bump up the shininess a bit. So if we play back, it's basically the same. However, the light now slowly moves from point A to point B, and it also gradually gets a bit brighter. So it just adds a little variety. It keeps it a little fresh, so that's all good. So, okay, now we got our general checkerboard. Now, you might have noticed at the beginning, I had this little cloudy, smoggy smoke thing. So I'm going to show you how I created that. So what we're going to do is just right-click our timeline and hit Insert Video Track. If you also type Control-Shift-Q, that's the keyboard shortcut. Just hit Control-Shift-Q on your keyboard, and that will also do the same thing. So here's our new video track. Now let's go back to Media Generators, and let's drag in Noise Texture Soft Clouds. Now here what I did was I changed the color of the background to black. Then this grain amplitude fall off, I lowered it, and what this does is it kind of rounds off the edges. As you can see, here's like the normal, and if we lower it, it basically just rounds off the edges and makes it a bit more rounded. And that's what I did. Then this bias slider, I bumped this up, and what this does is it kind of disappears some of the, or it vanishes some of the clouds that we don't really need. Now I'm going to go to my keyframe timeline and put another keyframe at the end. Because since it's a very simple intro, all our keyframes will be a two keyframe effect, just one at the beginning and one at the end. Now this progress and degrees is going to go to full, and then we're basically done for the clouds. So now if we play it back, all you can see is the clouds. And in the original video, I had the checkerboard still visible. So what we need to do here is lower the opacity of our clouds. Now to do this, simply put your mouse at the edge of your clouds clip. Just put your mouse at the very top edge of the clip. You'll see your mouse icon will change and it will say opacity is 100%. Just simply click and then drag it down to whatever you want. I'm going to say about 44% is good. Then if we play it back, you can still see the clouds, but the checkerboard is also visible. So that's all good, and now we're basically done. We just have to add the text, and we're set. So I'm going to go to Media Generators, Text, and then have default text ready. I'm just going to drag it into its own track. So just right-click, go to Insert Video Track, then drag in your text on to its track. So make sure that your text is on the top track, otherwise it won't be visible. Now let's change this text. I'm just going to call it my YouTube account name, Tektopia, but you can call it whatever you want. Maybe if you're making like Halo montages or something, you'll put your Xbox Live name or whatever. So yeah, it helps to have a good custom font installed on your computer too. So you might want to look up how to install custom fonts. I know I haven't put my font tutorial up either, but I'll get it up soon enough. Okay, so here's my text. I'm just gonna add some outlines to it by going to my effects tab, have draw outline checked, put this width up, and I'm gonna change the color to lime green. Okay, that looks pretty good. I'm also gonna bump this feather up a bit just to smooth it out. Okay, it gives it a nice neon glow. Now all I gotta do now is move my text with another keyframe. So I'm gonna go to my event pan slash crop window, and I'm gonna have it zoomed out a bit, and it's also gonna be rotated slightly. And now I'm gonna put another keyframe at the end, and what this keyframe's gonna do is it's gonna move our text into the top left corner, and at the same time it's gonna rotate it, and maybe even zoom it in a bit. Okay, let's just position this good. Alright, so that looks pretty good. Now if we play it back, there's our text, and everything's moving quite slowly. So you can position the keyframes closer together if you want to speed it up, but that's a pretty good speed because we're not going crazy fast. This is just a very simple intro creation, as I stated many times. So we're basically done now. The only thing is at the end of the video, you might have noticed that little zoom in thing. I'm going to show you how I did that. So I'm going to go to the very last frame of our project. Now to do this, just simply click near the edge of your project, then with your arrow keys, use your right arrow key to zoom or to progress in your frames, and your left arrow to go back with your frame. So go to the very last frame. Here it is, frame number 299, so I guess there's 300 frames on this 10-second project, which makes sense. So I'm on frame 299. Now what I'm going to do is go over here to this save snapshot to file icon. It looks like a little floppy disk above your video preview. I'm just going to hit that and then hit save. And now I got this new image imported into my project media tab. So I'm going to drag this in, and I'm also going to split the clip so that it's a lot shorter because we don't need a very long clip for a very fast zoom. So now we have a few seconds of this picture. So now all we got to do is go to our pan and crop window and then put another keyframe at the very end and then just have it zoom in full. So let's just have this zoom in right onto the letter itself. And there you go. It just zoomed in all the way to the white. So if we play the entire thing back for you, we basically just created a very simple, very primitive intro creation. Obviously, this won't get you very far, but it's a very good start. So if you practice with stuff like this, you'll get on to creating advanced intro creations in no time. So practice with this and stuff and other keyframing exercises. So then once you're really familiar with keyframes and advanced keyframes, you can move on to different compositing modes and 3D intro creations and stuff like that, which I will get to another time. But anyways, thanks for the request, Iconic Pixel, and thank you guys for watching.